Hello, Pat. I'm assuming you have listened to all the trigger trainings before this one. If not, I'm going to say this audio is not for you. I mean, sure, I can't do anything to stop you from listening, but do you trust me? Because if you do, then you will know that if you trust me, and if you do as I say, which you enjoy doing anyway, then you will enjoy this one so much more if you do the previous trainings first. So if you have not, just go ahead and leave right now and start with trigger training for Miss Wendy and then go on to the next audios in order. Are you still here? Good. I know it was cruel that I didn't make you come last time to tease you, but to make it clear from the start of today, I'm not going to make you come now either. So my intentions today are to bring you close, deliciously close to orgasm. But I will refuse you an orgasm. I'm going to make you edge and leak and then stop edging and stop leaking. And then maybe if I'm feeling deviant, I'll make you edge and leak again. So if you are feeling not up to the challenge, you can tap out now and come back to this later, maybe after you collect yourself. Are you still here? Then you are brave and strong, aren't you? Good. That's what I was hoping for, Pat, that you feel ready for a challenge. Let's see if we are right, shall we? I'm guessing that we can actually have a lot of fun, even though you're not allowed to come. Like the last time we met, we're going to increase the intensity of your feelings and also increase the intensity today. To be fair, I do want to tell you from the start. That's a good idea, isn't it, Pet? I will make you come soon. Maybe the next one. I will make you come so hard. I'll make you come so completely, milking you, emptying you, that maybe you will scream. But not today. And yet you're still here. That tells me something about you and your desires. That you are a dichotomy, a complex individual who loves existing in that space between. You love to desire to come, but you also desire to please me and to play and to build passion and desire for me with me, don't you? Good. Now, if you're not already, go ahead and get naked. You can pause the audio if you need to, but get totally naked for me so that all of your skin is on display. Are you naked? Good, Pat. Now lie on your back like you laid on your back so many times before. Arms loose by your side, legs uncrossed, ready for me to dominate. Good.
Drop, Pat.
How I enjoy seeing you drop like a rock so fast. How I enjoy seeing you follow the simple commands. Your body and mind have learned them. You've trained for this. But it is still fascinating for me to see how eager you are, eager to respond to the deeply implanted words in your mind. That means you obey me. You submit to me. And most importantly, you trust me. Pet. Suck in air. And while sucking in air, concentrate on all the things that worry you. Bring them to the front of your mind. Allow them to disturb you from going deeper. There you go. Then let out all the air, and with that air, release all those negative thoughts. Clear them out so that you can go deeper with every breath. Good, Pet. With your next breath in, breathe in me. voice. My mind. I want to be deep inside you. I want you to feel me deep inside your body and your mind, enveloping you in me. I'm the one who is in control of you, in control of your body, in control of your reactions, in control of your feelings. You want that. You want me to be in control. I know. You want me to be the center right now. You want to feel me controlling you. I know that it feels so good. It is intended to feel good. I like spoiling my pets. I know that not needing to think can be such a relief, such a good feeling, and it makes you happy. Let me do all the thinking. Allow yourself to love it. How I adore your ability to drop so deeply for me. How I adore your ability to surrender so completely to me. You know that it is possible because you trust me completely. Without that, it's not possible. Your trust is amazing to me. How it allows you to enjoy your devotion. And that trust is a gift. It makes me feel really good. It also reminds me of the responsibility to not abuse that trust. But right now, the thing I feel is how much I love it. And I can see that you love it too. This makes us both so happy. Makes us connected, binds us together for the moment like a beautiful couple. There. I know, you are so deep. We both know there is no end in dropping, so go deeper, pet. I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, and with each number you will drop even deeper than you are right now. Ready, pet? Drop deeper. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Here we are. It's exciting, isn't it, baby pet? It's dark and you feel appreciated and valuable, don't you? Why? Because I appreciate you, baby pet. And you are valuable to me, aren't you? My silly baby pet. Oh, I'm sure you know what will happen soon. That's right. Gleaming spots will appear and teach you new things. Have you ever thought about what those gleaming spots are made of? Could it be that those gleaming spots are simply stardust? Stardust that I collected from the fairies just for you. Melt for me and think about me spending some time with fairies. Think about how generous they would be with me, gifting me stardust, a stardust that can make men fly. Do you see it? Do you see the gleaming spots in the far distance now? Moving toward my baby pet. They are nearing fast. They are dancing around with themselves. They are playful. Remember, they can be any color you wish to imagine. They begin to form letters now. Soon you will read it. Focus for me as you melt. The words say, edge pet. The words can be large or small They can be written in any font you want to see them in. Is there some reason why I should need to explain this trigger phrase, my dear? I guess not. But I will explain it anyhow as you go deeper, allowing the meaning of this trigger phrase to integrate into your mind. Edge, Pat. You will edge. Edge is the point just short of an orgasm. That moment right before you believe you will come. But an edge doesn't lead automatically to an orgasm, does it? You are good at edging for me. And this trigger phrase will allow you to edge. It will allow you to edge before you are rewarded with an orgasm. To see that edging is a pleasure in and of itself. To edge for me means that you have given your power to me. You have submitted and you are an obedient good boy. It means that your body and mind show how much they trust me, how much they have given up power to me, how much your mind and body enjoy me being in control. I know that edging for me doesn't mean that I make you come. I told you that in the start, but today I would not make you come. If you edge for me, it is valuable to me, baby pet, because you know ahead of time that you won't come today. To edge for me on that knowledge is... that you would show that devotion on such a deep level, my sweet, sweet pet. You give me the power to deny you, and you know that I will make you ache. But there is a part of you that feels this is good. It just feels so good to grant me this control. To deny you, and you want to ache. These fit together perfectly, don't they, Pat? Now think of you lying on a bed or on a couch, and you hear me say or see me type, edge, Pat. Your body and mind will be immediately on the edge, so close to orgasm, and you won't know if I will make you come or not. Perhaps I will make you edge and edge and edge again. And then I will wake you up. Perhaps I will leave you with that massive desire coursing through your body. A desire to get relief from me. Or I will give you that maybe sometime in the future, but not today. It is so good that you know and have accepted that I don't want to make you come today. And yet here you are with me, my good boy, my baby pet, feeling loved and appreciated as you are. Knowing that I want to tease you and make you edge and edge again and again. I hope that doesn't sound mean. I know you can do it, Pat. Think of me telling you to edge, Pat. Think of how your body and mind will try to resist this command, knowing you will ache. But every effort to resist will make you itch more and more until you don't think you can stand it anymore. So filled with pleasure and passion that you don't know if you can do it any longer. And yet you are strong for me. You know that I know what is good for you. And you continue to give me the power to make you edge and edge again. And leave you on edge for as long as I want. How I adore you, my baby pet. Now the letters are getting close. The words dissolve and the gleaming spots surround your whole naked body. Edge pet. Every gleaming spot has the meaning of the entire trigger phrase inside it.
Edge pet.
The gleaming spots surround you now like a second skin. You feel the spots around you and are eager to absorb them into you. Suck them in, pet. Suck them in. Invite them to disappear from the outside and to be sucked deep inside you to become part of you. Feel how they enter your body and feel how this trigger phrase becomes more and more a part of you. Edge a pet. Yes, that is so marvelous. I love edge, to make you edge and edge and edge again. And you will love it too because it makes fun for us. Because it is fun for me. And you like to make me feel good, don't you, pet? Good. Now the promising dark is back again. We know that soon the spots will appear, and you wait, looking for them, when there they are. Thousands of shining little spots in the distance, any color you want, dancing around themselves, enjoying building a new word just for you, a new trigger phrase that will become part of you. They near quickly and form the letters that you can read. And the letters say, leak pet. The characters can have any style you want to imagine. They can be small, they can be big. Like always, you are pleased to see them. Leak pet. This is what your cock will do in the future if I type or say the words leak pet to you. Imagine you being on the edge of an orgasm and I command leak pet. You will realize that you can't hold back your cum from dripping out of your beautiful cock. Your balls have so much cum in them. So much pressure, and it can't hold it back any longer. You will not feel the sensation of an orgasm, but you will feel the cum slowly rise through that beautiful cock. That erection will drip out for me. It will drip and drip. Perhaps this new sensation is one you have never had before. Perhaps you know this feeling from the past. Either way, leak pet will work. These words will force your cum out of your balls and out of your cock head. I, Miss Wendy, will force it out. You can only see and feel how drop after drop will be pressed out of your leaking cock. You will feel in awe what I, Miss Wendy, can do to you with just my words. Because you, baby pet, have trained. You have trained with me. And now I have commanded it. Leak, pet, will be another sign of your trust. Your trust in me. A sign of my power over you. The power I have over your body and your mind. It will prove how much power you have given me. It will be a strong sign of your trusting in me, and we will both love it. You will love the feeling I can and will make you feel, and you will love it. Love giving yourself to me. Love being in my hands again and again, because I can make you leak, pet. You know exactly why your body is able to do this. Only because I am in command. Because I am in command, your body is able to obey me, little old me. Even if I command you to leak, pet, it is you, your trust, your training that makes it possible. For this I am thankful, that I have found you, that you have found me, that I offered you control, and that you accepted it, and gave me the power to make you leak, pet. Now, baby pet, think of you lying on a bed, eyes closed or open. It doesn't make a difference. Your cock is hard, and you are on the edge of an orgasm, but I don't want you to come right now. I want you to leak, pet. Think of me ordering you to leak, pet. Now feel in awe of how your cum slowly rises up through your beautiful cock. Because your balls can hold it back no longer. The pressure is simply too much to keep it in. So you begin to leak, pet. You can feel that you can't stop it. Perhaps you even don't want to hold it back, but you want to feel the sensation of your cum leaving your cock. Drop after drop. If your eyes are open, you would see the cum drops where they squeezed out of your cock. You could use it as lubrication if I let you stroke. Or you can simply feel how the cum drips, run down the tight skin of your cock. Think of trying to resist this command. Know that every effort you might expend to try to not obey the command, leak, pet, will end in more and more pressure that you will feel in your balls. And you will leak, pet. Whatever you try to do against it will not work. There is no need to resist if it happens. Am I right, pet? It's so much easier to not fight, to allow me to control you, to trust. I will simply force out drop after drop until I stop you from leaking by letting you come. Perhaps letting you ruin, or maybe even put away your hardness and make you soft. That is up to me. Now see how the shiny spots near you, playfully surrounding your body, you can feel them on your skin. They are warm and feel like warm oil around you. Welcome them, pet. You know that every spot has the meaning of the whole phrase in it. Leak, pet. We both will have so much fun when I use the trigger phrases on you. Now feel how your body sucks the spots in until they have totally vanished. We both know that they are not gone. They are deep inside you now. We have installed another powerful trigger inside you. One we can use to have fun together. Because we love playing. I love playing with you. And I'm sure you will love what we will do with this trigger in the future. I love seeing you leak for me when I use this trigger phrase. I feel like you trust me so much. And I like seeing your cum leaving drop for drop out of your cock. Now the space is dark again. And there is one more trigger phrase I wish to teach you today. See them there gathering in the distance, playfully, the stardust dancing as it moves towards you. moves towards you in a way that you are used to by now. They form the characters and the words, and soon you can read it. The spots have any color. They can be bright. They can be any way you wish to see them. The characters can have any font, big or small. Now you can read it, and you know that I have gifted you with another trigger, and you have gifted me with the power to lead you with another phrase. One trigger has been missing, one that allows me to stop you if I would like to. So now you can read the words, stop it. This is the last phrase I wish to teach you today. I can now combine these trigger phrases with any commands you have learned in the past and any you will learn in the future. I can make you hard. I can make you soft. I can make you leak, edge, or lead you to an orgasm. And now I can teach you how to stop. I can teach you how to stop from getting hard, stop from getting soft, stop leaking. Stop edging. Stop pet will work alone or in combination with any other trigger phrase. It will give me the power to stop every order immediately. When I give that order, your body and mind will react. If I say or text, stop pet, you will stop immediately. Imagine you are lying on your back and think of me writing or telling you to stop, pet.
Stop.
That will cancel a former command or all former commands that I gave you.
Stop.
Now imagine you are trying to resist that command.
Stop.
You are on the edge and you want to stay on the edge or you want to come.
Stop, pet.
But I order you to stop, pet. You will see that every effort you will try to do leads to the contrary. You will simply stop doing it. You will do what I want you to do, and you will stop. Every effort to make this command undone will lead to you simply stopping faster. So it is better to simply give in, to not fight against my will, to embrace my control. You know that fighting is pointless. Even if you don't want to stop, even if the concept of refusing wasn't in your head before, because my control is a gift, right? My baby pet, my silly. I, Miss Wendy, am the one who knows what is good for you right now, and I know what you can stand. Now see these gleaming spots nearing your body. Now they are hovering all over your skin, like I have rubbed a lotion into your entire naked body, making your body soft and gleaming for me in the light. Let the spots sink into your skin until they are completely absorbed. You know that every single spot has the entire meaning of the phrase in it. And your skin inhales these spots willingly. The trigger phrase is now deeply nestled inside you. You can still feel the power of stop, pet, even though the spots are gone and they are inside your body. I know you, my baby pet. I know you have learned these things so well. But I'm a good teacher, and a good teacher repeats the lessons for her students, doesn't she? Edge pet, you will ride the edge. You will feel so short before coming. It's like you are on the peak of a mountain, and you will stay there for as long as I want you to stay there. How I love making you edge. How I love to let you stay on the edge for as long as it pleases me. Perhaps I will ask you to beg. Perhaps I want to make you whimper. To make you desire coming even more. And then I will make you come from time to time. You are so valuable to me, baby pet. And to reward you would be a pleasure for me from time to time. Leak pet. You are on the edge now, leak pet. We'll build up the pressure in your balls. Build it up so they can't hold back your semen anymore. You will not come, but you will feel how the cum leaks out of your cock. Drop by yummy drop. If your eyes are closed and I order you leak, pet, you will feel your cum as it presses out. You will feel it because the pressure is built up so high in your balls. If you distrust the feeling of leaking, simply open your eyes and see how your cock drips from cum. See how those drips run down your straining, beautiful cock. If I were to order you to jerk off, then you could use all those drips as lubrication to increase your pleasure. But perhaps I prefer to watch your cock leaking, to watch you helpless as I press the cum out without you getting an orgasm. Perhaps. Stop, pet, is an important command. I can cancel the impact of any trigger phrase I have applied to you at once with this command. Nice and simple. I can use it to remove specific trigger phrases. You will not be able to stop me from removing trigger phrases. It will not matter. If you are getting hard or getting soft, if you are on the edge or even while coming, you are not able to prevent me from doing this to you because you have gifted me your trust.
Stop that.
You chose to give me the power to use these phrases. This is going to be so much fun for both of us, pet. Now, get even deeper. Melt. You can always go deeper for me. Now melt for me now and go deeper.
Melt.
You have been listening to my voice this entire time.
Melt.
But now it is time to show me your devotion. The darkness disappears, and the room is illuminated in a pleasant light. I am entering the room with you, fully dressed. See how you like to see me. How does your imagination fill me in? I beckon you with my finger to come closer. Now lean back against my front. I'm with you. You can feel my breasts pressed into your back through the thin fabric. In front of yourself, you see a mirror. Do you see it, pet? Look how beautiful we are together. You want me to play with you. And I want to play with you. That fits so well, don't you think? Like puzzle pieces, my baby pet. But you can barely see me in the mirror. I'm so small. But you see how I reach one delicate hand around to your nipple and one hand down to your cock. You feel my hand caressing and twisting your slut buttons with affection, while my other hand simply grips your cock loosely. I want to feel you getting hard in my hand, pet. Steam, pet. Yes, that's it. That is what I wanted to feel. I want to feel your cock hardening in my hand. I wanted to feel the amount of control you have gifted me. Oh, I want to feel you get rock hard. Now, in the mirror, you see and feel it on your cock, that I am slowly, ever so slowly beginning to stroke your beautiful cock. Melt, Pat. Melt and see this little slut in the mirror. My little slut. How greedy it is. How my little slut required my attention, my guidance. See how eager your face looks, my baby pet. How much you enjoy every bit of attention I gift you. Such a good boy, pet. Feel my hand on your slut buttons, continuing to caress you. Tweaking them from time to time, simply to feel the connection between your slut buttons and your cock. I don't increase the pace while I jerk you off. I do increase the pressure I apply to your cock, squeezing slowly harder as I stroke you up and down. Moan, pet. Moan for me. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, now beg. Beg me to bring you to the edge. Oh, yes, like that. Again. Oh, beautiful baby pet. Again. Oh, yes. Oh, good pet. I am pleased with you. Edge, pet. Edge, pet. Do you feel it? You feel how you are on the plateau of your edge, my puddle pet. Yes, yes, I am riding your edge. I am making you edge, but you know that I'm not going to allow you to come today. No, I've told you that from the beginning. But now, oh, as I stroke you, I can feel that there is so much pressure in your nuts. So much cum, so much saved up. Come for me. And it wants to come out. It wants to come out and lube your cock for me as I stroke it. And I know how to increase that pressure even more. I don't have to do much for this to happen. I'll feel my hand stroke. Feel me. Feel my upper hand leaving your slut buttons and feel that hand gliding down your front while I continue to stroke your cock at a steady pace with a firm grip. Your cock so large in my hand. Feel me, yes. Oh, the other hand finds your balls and feel my grip. Squeeze them a bit. Oh, they feel so full of good boy cum, full of my cum. Cum, you gifted me the power to press from your balls without you getting an orgasm. Yes, leak, pet. Yes, leak. Feel how the pressure in your balls gets more and more without my hand around them tightening its grip. Yes, I can feel the pressure growing, getting more and more. And now I feel your cum start to press out. Oh, see, Pat? Look in the mirror. Look at your cock, baby Pat. Oh, yes. Do you see the little slut I adore? Do you see his cock wet from dripping at the tip? Do you see the power you've given me as you leak, pet? Leak for me as I stroke. Feel my hand smearing it into your cock as I go up and down. Oh, my hand leaves your balls, and with the tip of my index finger, I harvest one drop of this cum. This finger then finds its way to your mouth. Oh, feel me stroking as I tell you to open your mouth and lick, pet. Taste the bounty. Oh, yes, suck on my finger. Such a good pet. You are such an obedient baby pet. I love it. How you give yourself to me. I can see how you love it, too. Oh, yes. But you know that today I don't want to make you come, even if you are right on the edge. And do you know why I don't want to make you come? Because we both know that it would be so easy for me to do that, that you don't have the slightest chance from preventing me to make you come, to make you explode. So it's much more fun to let you stay on the edge, to let you leak for a bit. Leak a bit. Feel my hand wetting your cock. Oh, that's right. Up and down at a steady pace. Oh, yes. Oh, stop, pet. Feel my hand weave your cock and your mouth. Both hands find your chest and caress you there. Yes, you heard me say, stop, pet. Oh, I know that this should be the hardest order I have given you, but I am sure you can manage it. Stop, pet. Yes, I can see you calming down. Ice, pet. See how I have softened your cock with just two words. I'm so proud of you, pet. You do it so well. Ice, pet. Yes, your cock gets softer and softer until it is all the way soft, awaiting my attention. Have you ever imagined that you would give up your power so completely? I wonder if you thought that it was possible, but you have done it. You have done it, baby boy, and you did it for me. I am so proud of you, baby pet. Tell you what, I want you hard again. Steam pet. Oh, yes. Now look. Look at how your once soft cock grows hard for me again. Oh, beautiful, baby pets. How I love it, my little slut. Yes, it's hard, so hard. Rock hard. It gets hard like this because you gifted me that power. And it gets hard because you love it. You love getting hard for me. And because I love using this power on you. That is so great. And you are so beautiful. How I love it. I love that you are putty in my hands. Oh, yes. Yes. Rise up, pet. Rise up, pet. Oh, thank you for being such a good, valuable pet for me. I love to feel how much power you have given me. I love to simply use the power you gave me. And you, my dear, are so strong. So strong to trust me. You are adorable, pet. I can't say that too often, can I? That you are beautiful and adorable in your submission to me. You are a bit mine, and I am so proud of that. Thank you, pet. Thank you so very much. I'm sure that you have an urge to jerk off now. And you can do it. I won't stop you, but no, my baby pet. I don't want you to jerk off. right now. I'll be seeing you soon. Until then. La-da-ba-da-da-dee. La-da-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-